Craig, before we get to our first guest, I just got a report. Yesterday, they announced who gets into the Toy Hall of Fame. You know, we talked to Chris Bench from the Strong. The Swing, the little people, the Fisher-Price Little People,
mm-hmm.
and Dungeons & Dragons. Those are the three that made it in. Nerf, still out there. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Care Bears, not quite yet. The game Clue, not into the Toy Hall of Fame. But you think about it. The Swing, the Dungeons & Dragons, even the little people. Somebody had to invent that. Somebody had to create that. Somebody had to have an idea and say, you know what? We need swings. Let's make swings. And it starts their own business. And we're talking this morning about entrepreneurship, being your own boss. We have with us Janice Lapina from Lorain County Community College. She is the program manager for Neo Launch Net. I'll set that aside. We're going to get to that in a moment. At Lorain County Community College, they have their Global Entrepreneurship Week beginning on Monday. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, before we get to the Global Week, can you explain Neo Launch Net? At the
yes.
college, you kind of have little, you know, anagram, different words. Explain what that kind of is meaning to you.
Sure, absolutely. So our Neo Launch Net program, which is funded by the Burton D. Morgan Foundation out of Hudson, offers free mentoring, coaching, connection to resources for our students, staff, faculty, and alumni. We've been on the campus now for a little over 4 years, and we work for the college. So any businesses that get launched out of Neo Launch Net, we don't take anything of their business. We just want to help them with their business and also make sure they're staying on track with their academics as well.
So this gives them a network or a net, maybe
yes.
a safety net a little bit in a sense mm-hmm. like that. Maybe you can use that word in that term. But it's a chance this week, Global Entrepreneurship Week. Let's talk about these events that are free and open to
yes.
the public, not
yes.
just for students.
Yes,
there, right?
absolutely. So every year since we've been on campus, we have been doing something during Global Entrepreneurship Week. Global Entrepreneurship Week actually was created by the Kauffman Foundation, and this happens all over the world during the same week. Every November. It's usually the week before Thanksgiving. And so we create different events at the college sponsored by Neo Launch Net, to not only for our students, but we really want to encourage community members to come on campus and take part in these free events so people can celebrate entrepreneurship, innovation, and we like to show different aspects of entrepreneurship. A lot of people think brick and mortar, and it's not just brick and mortar.
We see that you start up on Monday with comedian Mike Polk. Is there comedy in global entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. And so we want to show the art students that, yeah, you know, it doesn't just have to be this technology business, or it doesn't have to be, you know, like I said, a brick and mortar. I mean, art is part of being an entrepreneur, right? And so that's why we wanted to bring Mike Polk in to show that, let him tell his entrepreneurial story, but then put some comedy behind it, some entertainment for the community and for our campus.
Well, you need humor as an entrepreneur to sort of laugh along the way.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of stress that goes with it, and you need to kind of, adapt and be able to be lighthearted enough to get through situations that you may have. What other things do you have planned that maybe will spawn entrepreneurs this week?
Sure. So like you mentioned, on Monday, we have Mike Polk coming in, and we also have a free photo booth for people to kind of have some fun there, and that's sponsored by RGI out of North Ridgeville. On Tuesday, we have over 50 businesses will be on campus for a free expo, and we hope the community takes advantage of that to come in and meet different business owners and see what type of services or products that they might offer, along with we will have food trucks on campus. Right now, I believe we're at 6 or 7 food trucks that will be on campus. So we hope that the community can come on campus. Well,
That's because I saw the signs up and down Abbey Road. I see these food trucks, and then like November 15th,
yep.
I think is what it said.
That's
okay.
us.
So it's tied into all of this.
So yeah. Glad the signs are working.
Well, sure that they are.
That's
well,
where he's going for lunch.
Well, yeah, and you think about it, a food truck is kind of like, you know, your mobile business, entrepreneurs. Like you say, sometimes you think entrepreneurs have one mindset to it, but it's a lot of things.
Exactly. And, you know, that's another thing that we teach at Neo LaunchNet, that even if you don't ever want to open up your business, it's really important that you adapt to that entrepreneurial mindset and that you can take it to companies and, you know, be innovative and not be that cookie cutter employee. And we also joke that we're the only office on campus that looks at failure as a positive. So,
well, if at first you don't succeed, right? Is
exactly.
That how it kind of works? I guess maybe that's one of the mantras. Do you have inspirational posters on your walls there too to kind of spur people along?
A little bit.
Have you had some people come through once and then come back again with another idea?
Absolutely. All the time. We see that all the time. Since our inception on campus, we have over 1,000 clients that have expressed interest in the program, and half of them have submitted some type of business venture, and some are just an idea, and that's all it is, because sometimes people think it's easy to own their own business, and it's not. It's a lot of work,
right.
But it's worth it.
There's that one moment where they're going to have to make that leap, as you may call it, or something,
yes.
To jump full force into it, devote all your time for it, commit to it, back it up with your own sweat equity to make sure that it works out.
Absolutely.
Talk about this on Wednesday. You have students that are coming, they enter a business idea. What kind of things do they come up with, or how does that
Sure. So we always hold two different business competitions a year. One is in the fall during our Global Entrepreneurship Week, and then we have one in the spring. And so we just reach out to our campus community to have any type of student, any major, to just kind of pitch a business idea. It doesn't have to be a working, current, up and running business. It's just something that they can pitch the idea and potentially win some money to maybe vet the idea or, you know, to spend on their education or fun.
What are they learning about where ideas come from, or what is a successful idea? Is there a formula or a way to make creative thoughts come, you know, to put it together so that something can come out of it?
You know what? It's really up to the person, to be honest with you. So it has to be that kind of burning gut passion. And if they have that passion around that idea, then we really encourage them to, you know, start doing the research and seeing what's out there and, you know, what's your niche that you might have. Because we all know there's going to be competition, but what are you going to do better than that competitor? So I don't think there's really a formula. I think if there were a formula, we'd probably be on a beach somewhere.
Do you think the show Shark Tank inspires a lot of the kids in school? Because they see that in, you know, on television, they kind of shows them what a pitch idea looks like, or even, wow, there's people coming up with these crazy ideas. Even I wouldn't have thought of some of those things.
Yes, absolutely. And to be honest with you, our business competition is like a mini Shark Tank.
You also have on Wednesday a program featuring Hungry Bee Catering, a success story,
yes.
I suppose.
Yes. So they're a little catering company that actually got to cater for the RNC when the RNC was in Cleveland. And since then, their business has grown 350%. So we always have a weekly Phoebe meeting every Wednesday from 10 to 11. Phoebe stands for Fostering Entrepreneurial Business Education. And we really wanted to have somebody on Wednesday of Global Entrepreneurship Week to talk about scaling. Because we get that question a lot with our small businesses. You know, they've opened, they've launched, and they're successful, and now they want to grow, and they want to know how to grow. So Hungry Bee's going to come in, tell their story, and also talk about scaling. And then we have the business competition during the afternoon. And that evening, we also have our evening, Phoebe Evening, which typically is the second Wednesday every month, but we wanted to shift it for Global Entrepreneurship Week. And in honor of Veterans Day, we are going to have some veteran-owned businesses to talk about their success and moving forward as well.
There's a uniqueness, I guess, for someone who's in a veteran, gone through military training, and maybe there's sort of a mindset or maybe a way to work through problem solving that kind of works well for an entrepreneur.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
Again, if people want to find out more about these events, is it, you say, the free to open to the public?
Yes.
And how do they go about doing this and getting their ideas out there?
Absolutely. They can contact our office, which is at 440-366-4900. Becky Hetrick is the one taking care of a lot of this, or they can go to our website. They can actually go to LCCC's website and then just look on Neo LaunchNet or even our Phoebe website.
Again, it's the Global Entrepreneurship Week at Lorain County Community College. And again, this is a global event that's taking place all over different places around. But we're lucky enough to have something here at the college. We're from 14th through the 16th. Our guest this morning, Program Manager Janice Lapina with the NeoLaunchNet at Lorain County Community College. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, gentlemen.